This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Hi everyone, welcome back to our show, Anything is Potable. I'm Emma.
And I'm Corinne.
And today we're talking about surviving the silly season. So, Corinne.
Where do we start?
Exactly. Where do we start?
Well, what are we, 12 days away from Christmas? Oh, the 12 days of Christmas. Yes, it's perfect timing. I think we've been chatting about everything around this season, and it's, you know, the pressures of finances, it's the pressures of attending events, day in, day out, self-care, all of those things. You know, the pressures from family and friends and kids and everything. I think it's just, it all kind of piles on top of you. And we were talking about the Energizer Bunny mode, which I think a lot of us have probably activated at the moment. But then, are we going to crash and burn?
Yes.
It's probably the scariest part.
That is the pertinent question. And I was just saying to Corinne, I think I'm in that crash and burn phase already. But I have a bit of a trend that I've recognized. I often feel like that a couple of weeks out from Christmas. So for me, I'm always just hanging out for the quiet. The quiet, for it all to be done, which is kind of sad. But I think it kind of ramps up in early November. And then by the time I get to this point, I'm like, oh, I need to lie down.
Yeah.
But I guess it's probably my introverted nature. Like, I am a social introvert, so I need to recharge the batteries by about this time. How are you feeling? You're in energizer mode.
Yeah, I'm kind of in energizer mode, just pushing myself through. And I've finished doing my speaking events, though, for the year, so that's quite nice. But the list is ever-growing of other things that I keep putting off to when I have a break.
Yes.
You know, it's like, and then all of a sudden it'll be January and I'm still on my break and I still haven't done those things that I decided to do before the end of the year. So
sometimes we need that pressure.
Yeah, but like we were talking about, we had a coffee before this and just chatting about like knowing your limits and and I think Emma was saying that she, you know, had three things that I think you were invited to over the weekend.
Three invites on Saturday night, and I opted out of all of them. I'm definitely on the, I'm kind of conserving energy. I'm, recharging the battery already. So, because there's still quite a lot to get through. That's just what I've got going on this year. And I think it's been a year for a lot of people. Obviously, it's been a big few years for lots of people, but I think there's definitely, well, what I've observed, whether it's right or wrong, definitely a shift in energy and certainly in terms of economics and finance, I think people are feeling a bit of a pinch. So, you know, particularly at Christmas time, there's a lot of pressure to consume and get out and about. And I think it's just knowing really how to manage that for yourself, because we're all different, of course. But yeah, I think it's a great time to reflect as well and sort of think about what feels good.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And I think, as you said, it's been a year. And I think the biggest thing is everything's been jammed into this second part of the year. Like, we had COVID and I know for me, lots of my events were postponed, and being a yes person, you know, people ring up and they're like, we've got a new date for our conference. Are you available on this date? And I'm like, yes, I am. Not looking ahead that the next day I'm driving to Rotorua and then 3 days later I'm flying to Wellington. And it's that roll on effect of trying to jam, you know, a year's worth of events into a 6 month period. And I actually said to someone the other day that I worked out that in this last 6 months of this year, I've done more events than I have in the previous 8 years.
Wow. Well, it's great professionally.
It's
well
great,
done.
Yeah, but it's been pretty stressful.
Yeah.
And I have to probably look ahead to next year, be a little bit more mindful of my energy and my, just to make sure that I'm not, you know, I don't want to let people down, but also if you are overtired and you're stressed and you're under pressure, you might not be putting the same energy into a specific event.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that comes back to this time of year as well. Like, don't have to say yes to every single thing that you get invited to because of the fear of missing out. It's because that also comes with financial pressures. Every event's going to cost you money because you're going to be buying drinks or paying to attend the event, or you have to take a gift or all of those things, and it all just adds up throughout the week. And then before you know it, you've been to eight things and you're
lighter in the pocket.
Yeah, and you've spent the your Christmas budget already, and you haven't even bought anything for yourself or your family. I'm a big believer of two Corinne from Santa. That's the only way I get gifts each year, so I shout myself something every year. But yeah, I do like giving as well. But that, yeah, again, talks about, you know, financial pressures, and we were talking about low-cost self-care.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, everyone's feeling the weight of inflation at the moment and increasing interest rates. So not only are we really seeing a difference at the checkout of the supermarket, but if you've refixed your home lending in the last 6 months, you certainly feel the impact of those higher interest rates as well. So those things really compound and stack up, because most of us haven't seen huge increases in our incomes across the board. I'm sure some people have, but on the whole, yeah, I think everyone's feeling the pinch a bit. So yeah, giving some thought to creative ways to relax and make Christmas magical. I mean, my thoughts are, I only have one child, but my thoughts are keeping it magical for the kids. But really, I think for me personally as an adult, it's more around their quality and having time with people. And of course, those are all the typical things to say around spending and Christmas, but it's really true. So yeah, making those mindful choices of where to spend your money. And yeah, just thinking about what you can. I guess the other thing is that giving doesn't necessarily have to mean spending. So, you know, thinking about other ways that you can contribute to the lives of those that you love and the people that you want to spend time with, and getting creative with how that looks, is probably a good time to do exactly that with all the pressures that we're feeling of this year.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And yeah, I mean, the amount of people that I've spoken to who, you know, they've got two or three kids, and they've got the "Mum, I want this," and "Mum, I want that for Christmas," and all of that sort of thing, and they're trying to, obviously they don't want to, you know, pull back from everything and say, okay, well, you can't get a present this year because Mum and Dad really can't afford it. But
Santa's not coming.
Yeah. You haven't been good. You're on the naughty list. But it's it's been mindful of that, and probably I think it opens up that honest conversation as well around you know, around finances and values. And yes, you will get a present this year, but it will be like one of those things that you want. So out of the list of 10, what are the three things that you really want? And then you may get one of those, so it's still a surprise, but it's just and then just I think that open communication and honesty around money is tight this time of year. And like you said about groceries, I mean, everyone's grocery bill has almost doubled, if not tripled. And people, it's how much of a Christmas lunch do you put on?
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Do you spend $1,000 on lunch that's hardly going to get eaten, and you're going to end up with lots of leftovers and in a food coma? And
we probably don't want
to enjoy it.
Don't want ham for 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I do love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely some things to think about there. But we were also talking around, on that note, thinking about making savings, I was just telling Corinne earlier that we had this really crazy idea. It adds a little bit of pressure at this time of the year. But I thought, oh, well, we're going away and we're hiring an Airbnb. Why don't we see if we can Airbnb our own house? So that was something that we made a choice to do, and it does add a little bit of pressure to have the place spick and span before you go away, as well as wrapping up work and attending events and all of those other sorts of things. But I'm giving it a go.
Mm.
I'll let you know whether it was worthwhile or not. But
whether you'll do it again next year. Yeah,
exactly. But it was, I guess, in light of those things, the increasing cost of living, it was a way to get a little bit creative to... you know, lessen the burden of going away and taking holidays, because those were things that that was something that we really wanted to do. So how can we offset the costs? So
yeah, and at least cover your costs that you're paying out for your holiday.
Yeah.
By, you know, getting some income in. Yeah, but yeah, it does come with the pressure of, okay, we've got to put away all of our personal items and, you know,
clean the windows. That's the biggest thing. It's like cleaning the windows. It's one thing to clean the house, but getting out there and cleaning the windows inside and out. Ugh, might have to pay a professional to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think for me personally, I'm so just looking forward to downtime.
Mm.
Yeah, it has been a year, so
yeah. And what were your? You had a few suggestions about low cost self care. I think we were talking about.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, it's important at this time of year when we are all under pressure and stress to look after ourselves as well. And, you know, it's been nice when we've been able to shout ourselves out for a facial or a massage or, you know, some sort of retreat somewhere.
That would be nice.
A lot of people can't do that now. So,
that's exactly right. So, I mean, I was thinking for myself, I need a big long nap, so I'm definitely going to take afternoon naps over the holidays. That's free, everyone. But yeah, I personally love walking on the beach and going for walks in nature, so they're definitely some of the things that I'll be doing. And I mean, I have jam-packed my own schedule in the last sort of 6 months, so yeah, just kind of recharging and doing the things that I like doing, and some of those things are just like talking to my friends for hours.
Mm.
And I'm going to exclude the alcohol, because that doesn't always help the energy levels either.
Yeah.
But just, yeah, taking the time and reading. Oh my goodness, I haven't read a book in so long. So I'm going to take an actual paperback book, because I am like the multitasker of all multitaskers. I take my dog for a walk and listen to a book on Audible. It's not the same experience as lying down in the sun with a book. So that's certainly something that I'm going to do. But if you can't afford the mani-pedi, why don't you do it yourself? Or go and buy a face mask and do it at home. So just those sorts of things.
Yep, absolutely.
Anything that you do?
No, not really. Definitely, I think spending time with people is my big thing. I do love, but I think it's important to have that time to yourself to relax as well, and not feel that you've got to be sort of on the go all the time. Mm. And it is, I mean, you know, I've been binge watching Blacklist of all things lately, but you know, when I've had a few minutes of time, it's like, oh, I don't actually have to be anywhere for a couple of hours. Maybe I'll get an episode of something in that I'm trying to catch up on.
Oh, good on you.
So yeah, I think, I mean, that's all things that we can do. And but yeah, I love a good book as well. So
yeah,
I think it's
And we were also talking around the budgeting side of it, so we kind of touched on some of that already. But also, one of the things that we spoke about was being mindful of where we do choose to spend our money, because I think the message that we're hearing from, you know, the media and the powers that be is to stop spending, to try and keep inflation under control, or get it under control is probably a better way to put it. So having a little think as to how you do spend your money and where you spend it, because obviously there's many small businesses that are retailers, so if we stop spending at their stores, we're certainly impacting them and their lifestyles as well. So being mindful of how and where you spend your dollars, and trying to support local if you can, is I think is still a great initiative. Maybe avoid some of those Chinese factory products. Support local.
It's really hard though, because we were talking about this earlier, and it's like you know, if you've got $200 to go and spend on, you know, a certain person, it's very easy to go, if I go to Kmart, how many things am I going to get for $200? Versus if I go to that lovely little boutique store down the road, I might get one or two things for $200. So, thinking back to supporting that local person, or, you know, handmade items or anything like that might just help someone get through Christmas themselves, rather than supporting these big chains who aren't struggling.
That's right. And I think, too, we're really certainly fortunate where we live in the world, but that fresh produce for Christmas as well, like buying that local to support those local growers is a really nice thing to do as well, where you can. And honestly, the quality of the strawberries coming out of the strawberry farms direct to the public is so much better than the supermarket. So I'm all about it.
There's nothing worse than cutting into a nice red-looking strawberry and it's white on the inside. It's like, this is awful.
What happens?
Yeah. So
yeah. No. And I think, too, just sort of thinking about the impact of your spending. So certainly, you know, credit, not a great idea. It might feel good at the time, that dopamine hit you get when you're spending, but you live to regret it. So, yeah, really kind of, yeah, thinking about your lifestyle, what you can afford, what quality it's going to bring. There's nothing worse than having to pay something off further down the track.
Yeah.
That's my take, anyway.
Seems great because you're like, oh, but I'm wearing that item already and I haven't even paid for it yet. But then you see the payment, or you get a notification, your payment's coming off your credit card in 2 days' time, and you're like, oh, that's right, I still haven't paid for that. Sometimes it's just easier, like, better if you just pay it up front, and then, because if you can afford it, then you know that the money's already been paid and the item's been paid for. Otherwise, it's just sort of hanging over you as well.
Yeah, it's not a nice feeling.
It might be like, I'll be fine in, you know, a couple of weeks to pay the next payment, but you might not be because something else might come up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Build that emergency fund too, people.
Yeah, definitely.
So another thing that I like to do ahead of, not necessarily, I'm not like ridiculous with the New Year's resolutions or anything, but it's always a nice time because you've got more time off to reflect on the year too, what you're grateful for, what went well for the year, obviously what you'd like more of for next year, and then what you'd like to kiss goodbye to from the previous year. Yeah.
Manifest the, you know, the things that you want and put it out to the universe, so they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I like that actually.
Yeah.
But, I'm definitely just looking forward to chill time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I mean, it hasn't been an awful year, but it's definitely, like, you know, I think some new fresh energy for the new year. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to give me some time. I think I've been doing some strategy work recently around, you know, my business and goals and where I want to go. So it's good to use that time to sort of, like you say, manifest into those things. So you know, if I want to go worldwide or something, it's like, okay, I need to start envisioning what that looks like, and
you should do that.
And yeah, do I have the energy to be traveling all around the world?
Do a vision board, Corinne. That's exactly what you can do. That could be one of your low-cost self-care.
Actually, that is on my list of things to do.
Is it?
Doing my vision board.
Have you done one before?
I have, and obviously with my no hand limitations, it's not easy just to get a bunch of magazines.
True.
But what I've done is the technical version, and gone online and Googled all the images that I want and put them into a Word document and printed out pages, and it's a vision board. It's just my way of doing it because I'm a little bit more creative, and the fact that I can't just sit with a, you know, scissors are definitely not an easy item to use when you have no fingers.
Canva too, you can kind of drag and drop into templates. True. So there you go, everyone. Yes. If you're feeling creative, you don't want to get the scissors
out.
I
hadn't thought of that actually. Yeah, Canva's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
add it to the list.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going to start wrapping up, but any sort of tips and hints for how to survive the silly season over and above what we've said?
Oh, gosh. I think Listen to your body is a big one. We all know, like, where we carry our stress.
Yes.
Like, I know I carry it in my neck and in my gut. And I think it's, yeah, listen to your body, because the last thing any of us want is to, you know, end up in hospital or something at this time of year. COVID's ramping up again, so it's probably a good time to sort of take a little care and dose up on the vitamins.
Eat well. Thing.
Eat well, yeah. Yeah. I would say, you know, curb back on the alcohol consumption, but
I'd try and take
my own advice.
same.
Very easy to get home and be like, oh, just have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. Tis the season. Yeah. People are like, it's Monday. And I'm like, it's Christmas. It's not my fault they had an event on a Monday.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
I certainly think taking the time for yourself, yeah, there's some good hints there.
Mm.
Stop, reflect, breathe. That's one thing that I've noticed leading up to this time of year, just because it's been so hectic, is, I don't know, I forget to breathe sometimes. Like, literally, I feel like I'm walking around holding my breath. That is not good for your physiological state. So, taking a stop and a breath through the day.
Agreed.
All right.
Yeah, no, well, that sounds good.
That wraps us up for 2022, I think.
It does, yeah. So
we'll be back with more.
Have to wish everyone a safe and festive, silly season.
Yeah.
Enjoy the time with family and friends and
look after yourself.
And if you're, you know, are alone, reach out to people. And there's a lot of events happening. I know Hastings District Council, I think, are putting on an event on Christmas Day for those who, you know, don't have anywhere else to be, so they can go and have enjoy a Christmas lunch.
Oh, nice. That's good to know.
So there's a few of those events on. So,
yeah,
don't just feel that you've got to sit at home and be on your own. I think it's,
good.
Know that there's lots of things out there happening, and, yeah, call on people if you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a good time to, take support and offer support as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll chat to you in the new year.
Yeah. Have a good one, everyone.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.